When people, particularly leaders, hold themselves accountable, it encourages others to do the same. When a leader says, "I could have done that better, and I should have," it encourages others to respond, "Well, no, I was really the one who should have noticed that. I could have supported you more." In addition to holding yourself accountable, it's important to hold others accountable, both at work and at home. In truth, people respond to accountability, particularly the performers. They want to be held accountable. They feel trust grow with bosses, leaders, team members, peers, and other stakeholders as they are given the opportunity to account for performing well. They also feel the increase of their own self-trust and self-confidence as they repeatedly make and keep performance commitments. We now move into the final three behaviors, which require an almost equal blend of character and competence. Behavior number 11 is listen first. To listen first means not only to really listen, that is, to genuinely seek to understand another person's thoughts, feelings, experience, and point of view, but to do it first, that is, before you try to diagnose, influence, or prescribe. The principles behind listen first include understanding, respect, and mutual benefit. The opposite is to speak first and listen last, or not to listen at all. It's focusing on getting out your agenda without considering whether others may have information, ideas, or perspectives that could influence what you have to say. The counterfeit is pretend listening. It's spending listening time thinking about your reply and just waiting for your turn to speak. Or it's listening without understanding. In either case, you're not influenced by what others have to say, and usually those you listen to don't feel understood, even though you've given them the time. Listen first means to listen for as well as to listen to. When you listen to customers, you're listening for what matters most to them. When you listen to investors, you're listening for what's most important on their agenda. When you listen to coworkers, you're listening for what would engage their interest and creativity. Finally, and perhaps most importantly, listen first means to listen to yourself, to your gut feelings, your own inner voice, before you decide, before you act.